South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so here we are, the topic here. Fill me in here about this open Elasticsearch database, up to hundreds of millions of unique SSN, social security numbers exposed. Okay, what's this about?
So the headline is a bit misleading, even though they do it to make it sound very scary. They said 2.7 billion social security records have been found, but there's never been 2.7 billion SSN records ever given out. The population of the U.S. isn't anywhere near that. We're about 340 million now, and the most social security numbers that were ever issued was around 450 million. That includes those who were deceased and had them since the early 30s. Anyway, this was to get everyone's attention, and they certainly got our attention.
Okay.
This time of year, it's income tax time, everyone's favorite time of year, is when many cyber criminals attempt to file taxes on you and me.
Ah, that's right. Okay, yes. This is the time to file taxes for someone else to get some money back.
That's right. Get the refund and hide somewhere, and then that person who you've impersonated has years' worth of work to get that straightened out again.
Yes, yeah, and we've talked a lot about that. That can be that is a serious issue. So is this part of that, or?
Well, this is a compilation of data breaches dating back to 2015. So it's multiple data breaches that have multiple times that you and I showed up in that data breach. And that's how they made a big conglomeration of this, saying there was 2.7 billion records. That's what it is. So the hackers love this because all the information they would ever want is in one database. This was found on a German server in Germany, and it was not protected. Anyone could go and get it, and people did.
Wow.
So,
all right.
So we've got to be careful.
All right. So what happened? So this is a huge issue here. This exposed data. You know, how did it ended up getting there? I guess.
The cyber criminals have been putting it together, and they just put it up on a server that they thought it was safe that they could share it out to. Well, they just love having this much data, this data set on so many people. And that's a challenge for us. So what I've come up with here for everybody is a top 10 list of things that you should do. Not could do, or maybe do, but these are the things that you should do. And I've highlighted just a couple of them.
Okay, yeah.
So let's talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talk about it all the time. Consider freezing your credit. That gives you the strongest protection you can have. And although we talk about it all the time, I don't always put the link up for you to do that. So I've added the link to this article.
Okay.
So the folks can just click on the link, go through it. And if you do it with one credit union, that credit union will share it with the other three. So it's not a big deal. You're doing it just once.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. We got the link on that. Okay.
Yep. And I've got a link on another one. Now, many folks may or may not know about this. Get an identity protection PIN, an IP PIN from the IRS. If you file your taxes online, you get an IP PIN. If you don't, you should get one anyway to protect you so that no one can file taxes against your account. So we have the link for that as well, to get that identity protection PIN from the IRS. Very simple to do also. So if you don't file your taxes online, you should do this as well. These are the two biggest things you should do, although there are a bunch of other ones that we always talk about. Changing your passwords, put a fraud alert on your credit file, sign up for any free credit monitoring that's offered to you, for sure. And then, again, now in this time of year, we want to monitor our tax filing to protect from tax fraud.
Okay. All right. Well, some good things. And then we'll remind everybody those links up on David's blog about freezing your credit. And also this, most of us probably don't know about this PIN, the IRS. What did you say? It's an IP PIN, prevents anyone except you from filing a tax return under your Social Security number. So as soon as you would have that, I think that would pretty much wrap it up, right? They shouldn't be able to do it.
I think pretty well secured if you do those, at least those two things. But everything else is the common sense we talk about all the time that folks should be doing anyway. But these aren't things that we should do. These are things that must be done, because the 2.7 billion numbers being shared between cyber criminals, we're bound to get something back on this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of information. And as you said before, that's just, it's just a lot of information, even though, again, as you said, there aren't 2.7 billion people with Social Security numbers. That would be shocking, wouldn't that? Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, but I think that you and I are probably in this data menu multiple times, because these data breaches go back to 2015. And that was back when some of them didn't even get reported.
Wow.
So assume that your information is there. Assume that your data and your Social Security number is in this $2.7 billion records, and take some proactive stance now before anything detrimental happens to your credit.
All right. David Snell at Axe Smart IT in Wareham. He's our tech guy. David, where do people go to read the article?
Folks should go to axsmartit.com, get the article and all the links to what you should be doing today.
AxeSmartIT.com. David Snell, AxeSmartIT. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. All right, David Snell joins us every week at this time, and you can go to his blog and article, AxeSmartIT.com, AxeSmartIT.com.